Before leaving for Juneau, Dan Ortiz made a point of visiting various communities within House District 36 and talking with officials about their concerns. Many of those concerns followed a theme: how will the state's budget woes affect local communities? Alaska's oil revenue has dropped sharply, along with worldwide oil prices. The state already had projected a budget deficit before that decline, and now the deficit has grown to more than $3 billion. Ortiz says that everything will be on the table for potential spending cuts, including state education funding. However, the former high school teacher says that the legislature needs to carefully consider potential repercussions.
And recognize that sometimes cuts can actually lead to longer-term expenses in some situations. And so I'm just going to be trying to make the legislature aware from my perspective as to what these potential cuts might mean in terms of reality in the classroom.
While funds this year are tight, some projects still will move forward. One project Ortiz plans to keep an eye on as a member of the House Transportation Committee is the Shelter Cove Road Project on Revilla Island,
which, if it ever happens, and I believe it's going to, will open up lands for opportunities to do some logging with state mental health lands as well as university lands. And so in order for that to happen, that Shelter Cove Road tie-in project needs to happen. To finally see that to come to fruition, I think, is a positive thing for our local economy, and particularly for the timber industry. And so that's going to be one of my focuses for sure.
The Shelter Cove Road project would result in about 10 miles of new single-lane unpaved road and bridges, plus an upgrade to existing logging roads. The new road would connect the main road system in Ketchikan to Shelter Cove in Carroll Inlet. Before she retired from elected office, former House District 36 Representative Peggy Wilson had been pushing for a transportation fund. Her vision was a dedicated fund, similar to the Alaska Permanent Fund, where the profits from an initial investment could be used for transportation projects. Ortiz says that while the idea has merit, it's unlikely to happen anytime soon.
It's going to be difficult in this particular upcoming legislative session to move forward in any positive way in that particular direction, because that would mean a dedication of resources, new dedication of resources.
In addition to the Transportation Committee, Ortiz has been assigned to Fisheries, Tourism and Economic Development, and Community and Regional Affairs.
I'm excited about those opportunities. I think those particular committees all have direct ties to local District 36 interests.
Ortiz named some sub-finance committees that he'd like to sit on as well.
So I'm looking to focus in on fish and game, as well as education.
One big goal for Ortiz is to remain accessible to constituents.
Don't hesitate if there's anybody out there that has a particular interest or has a particular concern relationship to state government. They communicate with me, and certainly will work as hard as I can to facilitate and to try to help facilitate their particular interests that they might have. That's my job, and I want to make sure that everybody knows that the door is always going to be open.
House District 36 covers the southern tip of Alaska's southeast region. It includes Ketchikan, Saxman, Wrangell, Metlakatla, Heidelberg, Hyder, Loring, and Myers Chuck. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.